We who are reborn in Christ all have a story or testimony to share. I am not unique in this, but I am eternally thankful for my new life in Christ. I hope I get through this. I would like to start by offering a prayer. Dear Father God, we thank you for all the many blessings you shower on us every day. Breathe. We thank you especially for the amazing grace, mercy, love, and faith you show each of us in our daily faith walk with you. May you keep our minds and hearts open to your leading and give us the courage to step out in faith to do your will. Keep us on the straight and narrow path and protect us from any evil that crosses that path. Also, help us to discern the difference between natural occurrences and Satan-driven evil, as Justin taught us last week regarding the Satan-driven storm on the Sea of Galilee. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to throw out a question for you. I'm going to ask you at the end what the moral of my story is. So hopefully it'll be short and concise. I wish I could just say that and run right now. It's not going to work. Also, I had a wisdom tooth pulled on Friday. And so with that, you'd think, oh, I lost my wisdom. And I mean, that's an obvious thing, but there's also a deeper meaning to that. I pray that the Lord has not taken my wisdom away and will actually give me a deeper wisdom. And I hope that the Holy Spirit is filling me and this place right now. Christ is literally my rock and foundation, and through all the ups and downs of my life, this faith has only grown stronger and deeper. Shoot. In my soul, where to start? At the beginning, I was raised in a loving Christian family where we were all taught to use our God-given talents to the fullest. Being the youngest of four kids, I had the advantage of my parents' and siblings' examples. We were a close family with love, respect, and kindness in the norm. I was baptized and confirmed a Methodist and sang in the church choir my junior and senior years of high school. We lived in Bemis Point, right on the lake, in a large home my parents built. Entertaining relatives and family friends kept us all active. Music, water activities, family chores, and just hanging out was all part of our lives. Abruptly, when I was 16 years old, my father died of his second heart attack. This changed my life completely. At this point, my oldest two siblings were out of the house, and that left my mother, my sister Denny, and me at home. My mother was a strong, practical, hardworking person, while my father was also hardworking, but the catalyst for inspiration and change. This left a deep void in my life, plus it drove me even harder to succeed and do my best. I grew up overnight. I became an even stronger overachiever. Luckily, my parents had taken out an insured tuition plan for my college costs prior to my father's passing. So I graduated from Marietta College in Ohio with a math science degree headed for teaching. However, after teaching 2 years, I said this wasn't for me and changed to accounting and business where I could apply my math skills. I was offered a bookkeeping job in Hyannis, Mass. So I worked full-time and went to school taking accounting business courses. Meanwhile, I invested any savings from teaching into some property at the Cape. I continued chasing after better jobs and landed in a CPA firm. While working full-time, I continued taking courses. I even traveled to Boston for higher accounting courses and was studying for the CPA exam, all working full-time. Then it all happened. The Lord got my attention. He didn't take my sight away, but he took something very precious. One day, after I've gone to work, I just got up and walked out. I went home and reached out to my friends and realized I didn't trust anyone. I called my mother and had the same reaction, no trust. I then called my brother and also had the same problem, no trust. Remember what Dave gave this morning as prayer, 2 Corinthians Chronicles, I believe. Was it verse 14? This ties right into it. I was also experiencing a lack of ability to do simple, normal things. I had lost it. I turned to my brother because in my heart of hearts, I knew I could trust him. I was on disability for 4 months, got professional help, but refused to take any medications. I returned to work with the same company, but in a much less demanding environment. All the while, I struggled in my ability to trust people. To make a long story short, my faith took over. I gave myself to the Lord. You're going to wince at some of these references. Some Jehovah's Witnesses came to my house and studied the Bible with me weekly. I also attended a congregational church. Believe it or not, I picked up the book Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. I read it and extracted the many Bible references, which took me to more Bible reading. All through this, I was very slowly learning to trust people again. My family was very supportive and loving through all of this. I could give you scriptures, prayers, places, people, but there's not enough time for that. My mother came down with cancer, and that brought me back to Bemis Point in Buffalo. I have been a member of Cleveland Drive Presbyterian Church for over 20 years, and prior to that, a member of Maryville Drive Presbyterian for 5 years. I have been working in Buffalo in the non-for-profit arena for over 35 years. In 1996, I graduated from Canisius College with an MBA in finance. The non-for-profit working environment has offered me the opportunity to witness to many clients, and maybe that's why I continue to work. I continue to grow as a Christian and have this community of believers to thank for that. I have always been a loyal person to my God, family, and friends. My faith is founded on knowing that I can trust my God through thick and thin. Thankfully, my God restored my trust, and with that has made me very watchful of misplaced trust. So now I ask you, what is the moral of this story? To trust, okay, and trust in God. And thank you for bearing with me.